Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 1st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. It is November and we are looking for our November patrons, so if you want to jump on board and get a shout out all month long, definitely do so at patreon.com/thegamersin. You can also get these episodes through the Patreon audio RSS feed and you get early access. I think I usually post these 2 days early for patrons. So if you've ever clicked that link on social media and wonder why you can't access the post just yet, it's because we put this up early for patrons. I usually make sure it goes live on the day it goes live around the time when we record Gamers In. So just a little behind the scenes there for ya. Looking at Extra Life, got an update here. We are nearing $2,000 raised this year so far, so going quite well. bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2020. You can check our progress there. Jocelyn and I streamed, and we'll talk a little bit about Little Hope in a little bit. Game day is on November 7th, and we have our big, big stream coming up this Saturday, November 7th. Starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA and twitch.tv/JossPlays. We'll be playing games all day long to raise funds for Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world. Specifically, we're playing for sick kids in Toronto. Also, another stream on Saturday, November 28th, starting at 8 p.m. I'll be joined by my Fire Emblem cohorts, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA, as we do a very Fire Emblem Extra Life. We're going to be recording a special state of the game for Fire Emblem Heroes and then moving into games with the community, so definitely check that out. You can support our Extra Life campaign at bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2020. Don't miss this Saturday stream. We are going to be playing some fantastic games like Among Us, Dead by Daylight. I want to get some Raft in because I bought that during the summer stale and I haven't touched it yet. Speaking of summer stale, Heroes of the Storm maybe. I'd love to play some Heroes of the Storm. It's been too long. Been way too long. So hopefully we get around to that. As for games, Jocelyn and I played Little Hope co-op for Extra Life. You can check out the stream. I streamed my side and Jocelyn streamed hers. And you can check those out. We played the whole game. We finished it. Kind of one sitting. Barring any breaks to check on broken controllers and whatnot. But it was a really fun time. We had a great time. It was interesting though, playing that one. I had not played co-op before. So we played co-op. Jocelyn's obviously played co-op before with her experience with Little Hope. But for me, I had not played co-op, so we got to experience that. Really, what was interesting, thank you, Siri. Thank you. My experience was interesting. I didn't find the game as scary as Jocelyn did. Obviously, there were some scares here and there, but for me, it was more. I was more jumping because of Jocelyn screaming, being kind of scared by a lot of things in the game, and you can definitely check that out in our Twitch playthrough. But I did have a lot of fun with the game. We are going to talk about it probably in great detail on the show because it's probably a lot of what we both played. And I mean, I would here's my quick take. I really enjoyed the story. I enjoy the gameplay. It is a very narrative experience. I feel like in comparison to Man of Medan, it's got a similar feel, but when you play co-op, it goes a lot faster. I was clearly missing parts of the game while Jocelyn was playing the other side. I think I kind of want to get some solo time in with it to kind of understand like clearly how much more I get to play with solo. Do I get to experience the side of the story that Jocelyn was experiencing? So we'll see how that goes, but we'll talk about it. Maybe with spoilers. I think it's a game that it's a tough call. It's a game that should be experienced if you want to experience the story, but it's also a game you kind of want to enjoy, right? So it's hard to say, but I recommend it. I really like the story. I like the experience you're given, and it's just it's really cool. It's great that we're getting this. And I know it's a $40 Canadian experience, which is a little steep for what you're getting. We did finish it in 5 hours, co-op wise. But the fidelity and the attention to detail they put into this game, this is not a Telltale sort of mannequin moving across the screen. This is really high fidelity type stuff. You've played Until Dawn, you know what I'm talking about. So worst case scenario, maybe wait for a little bit of a sale to get a bit of a discount. That might be worth waiting on. But little hope, we'll be talking about that. As for the news, you know, I fully expected this to hit the Gamers Inn at some point, but video game movies are starting to see delays due to the global pandemic, and Tomb Raider is one of the films, the Tomb Raider sequel, which evidently was going to release in March of next year, has been delayed indefinitely. Judging by this news, the movie isn't gone. Delayed indefinitely sounds like, hey, this movie isn't happening. But if it was releasing in March of next year, it's shot and done, and they're just in editing. I'm pretty sure this is a delay where, following its initial March 19th launch date, I'm pretty sure this is a delay where they will put it in theaters when they're ready, you know? And here's the thing, from what I've seen, you know, Marvel and Disney have kind of come across this. I think it was the latest chatter about Black Widow is that these movies, yes, we could just release them on Disney Plus and you can experience them there. But at the end of the day, we want to give you the experience that we meant to provide, which is a theater experience. And we don't want to put the movie out in a situation where we are forcing our fans to go to a theater in an unsafe time. So I get that. And I understand, like, holding the movie, and obviously you're going to make more money by waiting for theaters to be completely safe to visit. So it's a tough call. I get it. But it sounds like we're going to have to wait for Tomb Raider as well as possibly other video game movies. So stay tuned on that. Nintendo had a huge, it was a third party Nintendo Direct. They dropped some cool stuff. They dropped They dropped a Age of Calamity demo, which is awesome. Definitely check that out if you're a fan of Breath of the Wild. But some other tidbits in there, including a Control Ultimate Edition streaming app for the Switch. I ended up checking it out and is something to behold. It works okay. Obviously, I have Control on my computer and I could just play it there, but it's interesting. You should definitely check that out. Moving over to, and this other piece of news here. World of Warcraft has its release date for Shadowlands, which is November 23rd. Look forward to that in the very near future, just a couple weeks away. Moving into Summoner's Call, legendary hero Dimitri has arrived. We talk about that on our latest episode. Game Club continues with Blazing Blade. We're playing through the Lin or tutorial chapter, so we're going through that still. In terms of coming up on the horizon, we just recorded. So let me look at the news here. We should have, where is it here? New heroes starting on the 8th of November. So that'll be right. We should know what our new heroes are before we record next. So we'll probably be talking about at least who they are. But I did provide an update on my quest to purchase the 30th anniversary of Fire Emblem. And it's a collector's edition type thing. I did end up picking it up. At the end of the day, I don't have a lot of Fire Emblem memorabilia and kind of think this might be a good time to pick something up. Plus, I love the fact that there's like an NES sort of replica cartridge, so I'm looking forward to putting that on the shelf and the art book as well. I love sort of the NES era clip art, or not clip art, but concept art, because they kind of like do these big beautiful drawings and then have to like boil them down into an 8-bit rendition. It's really neat. So I've picked that up and we'll talk about it on Summoner's Call in next month when it is out. All right, looking at the upcoming video game releases, you know, here, let's just talk about the big ones in November. You got Assassin's Creed Valhalla coming to everything on November 10th outside of the Switch. Destiny 2 is getting its newest expansion, Beyond Light, on the 10th of November as well. Tetris Effect is coming out on the 10th on the Xbox Series X and S. Watch Dogs Legion getting its next gen version on the 10th for Xbox and the 12th for PlayStation 5. Bugsnax is coming out on the 12th, Demon's Souls on the 12th, Miles Morales on the 12th. Going to be a big day with the 10th and 12th in a couple weeks for the launch of the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5. So that'll be huge. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War coming to really everything outside of the Switch on November 13th. I'm going to have to update this. Poor one out. Cyberpunk 2077 no longer releasing on November 19th. Sad face. And finally, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. Like I said, pick up that demo if you're not sure. If you loved Breath of the Wild but you're not sure about Hyrule Warriors, that demo provides you exactly what you need. Gives you a taste of the Hyrule Warriors gameplay and shows you just how faithful they're being to Breath of the Wild. This looks like they've literally taken Breath of the Wild and completely changed the gameplay. They nail the look and feel and music and sound. It's crazy. It's really well done. That is out on the Switch on November 20th. All right, be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a great week.